The memories with your family at the new Chesterfield Valley Pumpkin Patch. Starting September 23rd, you'll find the largest selection of exotic pumpkins and gourds in the Midwest. On Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., bring the kids for fun and games, funnel cakes, and barbecue. The Chesterfield Valley Pumpkin Patch at 18575 Olive Street Road. Check them out online at ChesterfieldValleyPumpkinPatch.com.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stewart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stewartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077. Or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Okay, St. Louis parents, you know when your children grow up, they're going to be asked where they went to high school, so give them a great answer, a Catholic high school. This is Dr. Kurt Nelson, Superintendent of Catholic Education, inviting you to our high school nights in September and October. Representatives from a variety of schools will be on hand at each session to answer all your questions. Catholic schools of St. Louis are where students become leaders. To find a high school night near you, visit archstl.org. That's archstl.org.
Guys, don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, you know, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard. I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
American Eagle Credit Union's Visa Signature Credit Card is here. Imagine earning 1.5% cash back on every purchase. That's right, 1.5% cash back. No limit, no changing purchase categories, and no annual fee. All of this from your neighbors at American Eagle Credit Union. Stop by your local branch today and open an account, or visit them online, ameaglecu.org.
Membership eligibility required. All loans subject to approval. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
diarrhea.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the next to last Pinion's Playhouse on this radio station, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness in Bridgeton. There is so much to talk about at that place, but we're going to concentrate on LipoMelt and Dr. Emma's weight loss program. That's how I lost 35 pounds. And I'm going to tell you something. The last two or three weeks, I've done some stress eating. Good stress. But I knocked down a few things I shouldn't have eaten, thanks to generous people who are baking things.
Hey!
that they need to stop baking. It's nice, but Joan, I'm mad at you because that banana pudding cake,
that was delicious.
Oh my God. And I gave most of it away because if I took the thing home, what I do is I get up in the middle of the night and grab something to eat, and I got to knock that stuff off. And it's not MD Health and Wellness's fault. It's my own fault, so I'm getting back on track. Let's do a round of introductions. What do you say? All the way from Birmingham, England, his name is Trevor Phillips. We decided we're going to call him Limey. If you'd like to email him, it's L-I-M-E-Y, LimeyPhillips@gmail.com. Now, starting October 2nd, Dan Strauss has a sponsor. That sponsor will be Mark and Jason. So we could practice now,
yeah.
And I can say, Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
Okay.
And you can just make anything. I just don't want to say hello.
Okay,
that's terrible. I'll do it.
Mark and Jason.
You got 2 weeks to practice.
Do you have retirement coming up or anything like that? Or you have something to roll it over?
And maybe you have to say Stiefel-Nicholas.
Stiefel-Nicholas, SIPC.
Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah.
And then wrap it up with the, and if you want to know more.
If you'd like to know more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Wow, that was perfect.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even scripted.
No.
You did a really good job.
Hey, while we're on me. Here.
Whatever happened to that, by the way, people go, not.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
I kind of like this.
I don't know. But while we're on
Bruce,
me.
Bruce, could you guys take it down just a notch? Thank you. What?
We have a new AM and the PM listener.
I'd love to hear who
his name is John Maxwell Hinton.
That's a great name.
Born at 5:05 this morning.
Mm.
7 pounds, 14 ounces to Jack and Diane Hinton.
Jack and Diane. What a name. John Maxwell Hinton. He's destined for greatness.
Oh, yeah. And the entire family is AM and the PM.
Mr. President, John Maxwell Hinton here to see you.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Welcome to the world, John Maxwell Hinton. Also with us today is, I forgot to say that you're in the house with your trouser mouse. I forgot to say that. With your trouser mouth.
Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And the rat boy. Hey! That was by myself. No, that's stop. That we got to do it again. That sounded stupid. Edit that out. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Hey!
All right.
Did you say hi to Trevor?
Rat boy.
Yes.
No, you didn't actually. You just said, hi, Limey. And then you went on to Dan Strauss' sponsor.
Right. Oh, you know what? Let me do that again. At the control board, it's Trevor Phillips. We call him Limey.
Hello, Governor.
No. I'm not finished. L-I-M-E-Y. If you'd like to email him, it's LimeyPhillips@gmail.com. He calls lots of people Governor. He's direct all the way from Birmingham, England. I know I just did that, but I guess I didn't get a chance to let you say hello. Why don't you say hello to everybody? How would you do it if you were over there in the mother country?
Over there? I'd just be like, you're all right.
What?
Are you all right? And you just say, you're all right.
Really? All right. That's how they greet each other?
Yep.
You're all right.
You're all right.
I like it.
It's simple.
Right.
We'll go with it. So there he is, Limey Phillips. Rat Boy, as you know, made that, he can't hear me right now, horrible cake he made.
Oh,
it was like cheese pudding, banana, something horrible. And he's made up for it by something he's concocted. He calls it, please forgive me. What?
Cheese.
Please forgive me, cheese. It's to make up for the horrible cheese
and
made.
And someone's behind you, too.
My goodness, yes.
He's back again.
He's been away for much too long, and now recently, because we're in the last days here, I guess maybe for two reasons, Steve the conductor has shown up. It's to just say, hey, good luck at the new place, and to make sure that Bruce and the boys still sound good and remembered everything he ever taught them. He is the man responsible for that tremendous polka music you hear right now. Steve, good to have you here the last few days, buddy. That is Steve the conductor, and would you please give it up for Bruce Limperist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
And we will have Bill Clevelin.
We will?
He's waiting, yes.
It's going to be a great day.
Yeah.
Or as Lime would say, it's a great day today.
Great day.
And we're brought to
Bloody marvelous.
What?
I said bloody marvelous.
You told us that bloody was like the F word.
Yeah, it is. So I'm just like, imagine that's what I'm saying.
So you're basically saying F and marvelous.
Yeah.
Yep. Because it is.
Wow, you're off the air before we even get started at the new place. FCC is going to come down you on you like a pile of bricks. No, you can say bloody here because it's not the F word here.
It isn't.
No, bloody no. Marvelous. You say it all you want. I want to remind people that this time a year ago, I went to this golf tournament, and a lot of people didn't even recognize me because I just lost 35 pounds. And people said, "How'd you do that?" And I said, "Well, you should have been listening, you stupid idiots." I didn't say that. I would never talk to listeners that way. I think most of you know it was through MD Health and Wellness. It's called Dr. Emma's Weight Loss Plan. There actually is a Dr. Emma. She's fairly attractive, too. And they will explain to you how that works. And how they will make the hardest part of losing weight much easier. And that's that first month. That first month is, it's tough. It just is. And that's the part they help you most with. And then following that, they're there for you to show you how to keep it going. And at some point, you're going to be cut loose and on your own. And that's when it's really up to you. They will have taught you everything they know about how. And one of the first things they told me was a reminder that it always has been and always will be about calories. You can do all the no-carbo, Atkins, grapefruit, Beverly Hills diets, whatever. It comes down to calories. That's the single most important thing. So if you're fat, I don't have to tell you how miserable you are. I was in, at my worst, a 44 waist. You know what that means? When men buy belts, you buy a belt, and I don't know why this is. You buy a belt 2 inches larger. Why is that?
I don't know.
If you're a 36, you have to get a 38 belt.
Yeah.
Why don't they just make it, 38? No. So I had to at one point go, we got any 46s? Embarrassing. Embarrassing.
No, we didn't have enough cow to make that belt.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think we're breeding here? Woolly mammoths? And to my great delight, I was able to get into 36 and 38-inch waist pants. I gave all of my fat man clothes to Goodwill, and I never want to see him again. Have I slipped? Yes, I have, a couple of times. Recently, in fact, I'm up about 10. I can't stand it. I hate myself. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You've been there. But maybe you really can't stand yourself because you're 30, 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. I am telling you, this is a place that will show you how to get where you want to be. Sometimes, rarely, it's covered. Usually, it's not. But it's about priorities. How important is it to you to not be fat anymore? Work with them. They'll work with you. It's a terrific place. Everybody in there couldn't be nicer. You won't be the fattest person that ever walked in there. Believe me. I got an email from 500-something pounds, one of the people was that went in there. I feel so bad for people like that, yet I feel so good for them that they know and are smart enough to make a priority of going into MD Health and Wellness. Now, they're doing LipoMelt now, too, and it's not liposuction. It's LipoMelt. Please. This is the middle of September, and I've never understood people that it's November before you know it. They go, I got to lose weight for the holidays. Really? Well, why didn't you start now? How about the 13th of September? That'd be a great time to start. Well before the holidays, you'll have lost a significant amount of weight. I can't make you go. Nobody can make you go. Nobody can make me go. It took a long, long time. You know what it took? It took a phone call from Dr. Ken Gilbertson. It was a text at first, and then I called him. And my first reaction was, nah, I don't really do weight loss things. There are too many of them, and a lot of them I don't care for. And then I went down, and I watched what they did, and I saw them interact with some customers, patients, rather, and everything about it made sense to me. So for the second time in my entire radio career, I took on a weight loss product. Only one other one ever, because I don't like most of them. They're not what they say they are. This is. So LipoMelt or Dr. Emma's weight loss program, make an appointment, go down, and just talk, at least talk to them and see what this is all about. It's a good bunch of people. They'll change your life. MD Health and Wellness, mdhealthwellness.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota,
Minneapolis,
Tampa, Panama.
We're checking with Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. A great value, a great warranty, and a good housekeeping seal of approval. Say hello to the man who's at any day now going to be able to say he's been everywhere, Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Bill. Where are you taking us today?
Well, just before we came on the air here, I was working on I have a podcast called Rediscover America, where I shared little stories and things that I've picked up as I've traveled around the country. And I was just recording one about a place called the Spite House, which is in Old Town Alexandria, Virginia. I won't give you all the details of that. People can listen to the podcast. But it did make me think of something that I think people might be interested in, especially if you're planning a trip to Washington, D.C. And so a lot of times people will ask me, hey, I'm going to Washington, D.C. Where should I stay? Because it's pretty expensive to stay in Washington, D.C. And so I always suggest that people stay in Old Town Alexandria, Virginia, which is where this Spite House has been. Have you been there?
No, but it's a good suggestion. I know of it. I've been to Washington, D.C. I didn't get to go to Alexandria.
Okay, so it's you can hop on the D.C., the Metro, which I had a friend of mine tell me ahead of time before I went. He goes, oh, my gosh, this is so complicated. I'm not going to fit. So I was panicked when I got there. And let me tell you something. This is the easiest thing to navigate. It's absolutely simple, and it is. You can buy a pass ahead of time. You can go online. You kind of probably have an idea of how much you're going to use it. And so what you do is you stay in Old Town Alexandria, Virginia. They have called King Street, and it's about a mile long, and they've got a bunch of restaurants and shops and hotels and places that you can stay. They've got a free trolley that you can hop on. So you walk out of your hotel, you take the trolley up to the top of the street where the Metro will connect you to everything from the White House, the Capitol, the Pentagon, Arlington National Cemetery, Mount Vernon. I mean, anything you'd want to see in that region, you can hop on the Metro, and it's cheap.
Hey, you know what?
It's really cheap.
You know what the driver said when he pulled over to pick up the one-legged hitchhiker?
Here it comes.
Hop in.
Oh my goodness.
It just reminded me of that when you said hop on. It has nothing to do with what you're talking about.
Oh. No, that's okay.
Here it comes.
So that's just a quick little tidbit for you. Again, you're going to Washington, D.C., Old Town Alexandria, Virginia. Check that out. You will find that the hotels are much less expensive, and you'll really enjoy Old Town as well. It's a really neat place. So you want some more, you go to BillOnTheRoad.com, and I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Yay, Bill. Bill Cleveland, he has a terrific website, BillOnTheRoad.com. And yes, he's going with us. He's one of us. He's one of the family. Hey, you want a quick bonus, like, British joke?
Absolutely.
Just for you?
Yeah, I'd love it.
So, this tourist, female tourist, is over in England.
Right.
And it's real breezy. It's a very breezy day. And she has on a short skirt, and she didn't have on any underwear. And she's sitting on a park bench next to this Englishman, and a gust of wind causes her dress to flip up. She didn't have any underwear. And the Englishman says, it's a bit airy, isn't it? She says, what'd you expect, feathers? Get it? A bit airy. See, they don't say their H's.
We don't.
You don't say it. Thank you, Dan. I need to give it. Bit airy, isn't it? Yeah, what do you expect, Father? Sometimes if you do the punchline twice, it's even funnier.
Yeah.
Okay, I said this earlier, and I'd like to repeat it. I know there are a lot of well-meaning people out there, and I've heard from a few that said, hey, on your last day, which is tomorrow, we'll come by the window. Please don't do that. I'm seriously asking you not to do that. It would embarrass me, and it would really throw me off. We're not leaving. It's not the end of anything. We're just moving to somewhere else. So I really appreciate what you want to do, but if you knew how weird I am, and you know that I don't like attention, it would just make me uncomfortable. So thank you, but don't do it. Friday, the golf tournament at Normandy Golf Club, we have all the players we need. We have sponsors. We're going to have great food. I keep forgetting. I think the lunch people. I feel bad about that. Who's providing the lunch?
Yeah,
it's an S. Starts with an S.
I can't remember either. Well, but Rick from Peroni's
And we always mention Rick.
Yeah, I know. But last year he had mostaccioli, not lasagna.
I thought it was lasagna.
No, but it's. I mean,
it was lasagna quality mostaccioli.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And remember now, it's mostaccioli.
Yeah, mostaccioli.
If you want to really sound Italian.
Yeah.
And, Mike, we need to find out
who the
lunch, because I feel like lunch slighting the lunch people. It starts with an S. Honest to goodness, I think it starts with an S. Call me if you work there and let us give you a big fat plug because you deserve it. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think the weather is going to be just fine. Hey,
there you go.
Here it is. Rizzo's. Thank you, Mark. Rizzo's of South County is providing the lunch tomorrow. And if it's even half as good as it was last year, any of the event, it'll be great. That's how good it was, and that's how good it's going to be this year. It'll be awkward because it's hosted by a guy. It's a KTRS event. Hosted by a guy who doesn't even work there. It'll be fun and awkward, but not really.
Ah, nah.
No, seriously. I if anybody's looking for any fireworks or any, not going to happen. Not going to happen. Not going to use that event to tell you anything that you don't already know.
Rick's wife asks you again when she's driving around with the cart, remember?
No,
instead of stick your hand in, she said...
What was that she said?
She said, instead of stick, it was something that rhymed with stick.
Oh, the D word.
Yeah.
It sounded like D in your hand.
Uh-huh.
She misspoke.
D your hand in.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she misspoke.
D, I
hope.
It's not even a good sentence. D your hand in.
I don't really care what she says because they provide such a... a great after-tournament feast, as does Rizzo's, provide a great pre. Nobody will go home hungry. You tell your spouse, if you're a guy and you're playing, or a woman, and boy, I hope we have some women players, say, don't worry about dinner tonight. I've already told my wife, don't cook dinner Friday night. No cooking.
Right.
I had to lay the law down. I know how you love to crap. I know how you love to cook, but hit the buzzer because my wife.
Yeah, the buzzer.
Yeah, anytime I say my wife's going to cook, you can always hit that because it's a joke. She doesn't cook. Oh my goodness, we're out of time already.
Another text.
What's this now? Oh, it's the same one. If you don't acknowledge it or tap it, it gives you a second
warning. Oh, really?
Yours doesn't do that? You set it up to do that.
Oh.
For example, you get a text and you don't hear it.
Uh-huh. It'll keep beeping at you.
Well, it only does once. I've got it set to just do one. I don't want to keep going, but that was the same one. So I get to say Rizzo's again. Rizzo's of South County. Ladies, get in here, please. If you would.
That's nice.
In honor of it being Wednesday and Dr. Doug Day, one of the all-time great pet jokes, there are two dogs in this veterinarian's clinic. And there's kind of a waiting room area. There's a Doberman and a German Shepherd. And the owners are up at the desk, like, signing in or whatever, and the... You know, dogs talk to each other, even if it's kind of they're communicating. And the Doberman, looks fairly happy, obviously not in there for anything real serious. So the German Shepherdman said, hey, Dobe, what are you in here for? And the Doberman said, my owner brings me in here a couple times a year, express the old anal glands. Feels great. I kind of like it. My owner hates doing it himself, so... Brings me in here. That's what I'm in for. What about you? What about you, Germ? And the German Shepherd said, well, I guess I should be, maybe ashamed. He said, my owner, you see the blonde, the really hot blonde standing up there at the counter? He goes, ooh, yeah. He said, well, she likes baths, bubble baths, and... A lot of times she likes to have me just lie down, by the tub while she's taking a bath. Make her feel safe because, I am a German Shepherd. So, I don't really know what happened to me. About a week ago, she gets up out of the tub, and I take a look at that glistening, beautiful body, and she got out of the tub, and she reached over to pick up a towel, and I had my way with her. The Doberman said, oh, come on, get out of here. German Shepherd said, no, I'm not kidding. I had my way with my owner. The Doberman says, oh, man. So I guess she brought you in here to have you put to sleep. He goes, no, she brought me in here to have my claws trimmed and my teeth cleaned.
Here's Tim Wiley.
Well, we've got a lot of things going on right now. If you're coming in on eastbound 70, you've got an accident. It was reported as a rollover accident. Eastbound 70 just before Wright City that has lane blockage, and you're running pretty slow there. You've got another crash on eastbound Highway 270 between Lindbergh and 170. The right lane is blocked. You're now backed up to Missouri Bottom. Another accident on southbound Highway 170. Just south of Natural Bridge, and it looks like it's the acceleration lane from Natural Bridge on the southbound 170 that's blocked, but you do have a backup that goes a little bit north of Highway 170. Another accident now reported on eastbound Highway 70 near Tucker. We have normal or baseball traffic coming in on eastbound 4064 that's slowing from Mason. That goes all the way in through Hanley. Southbound 170 again, stop and go. That's between Olive down through Highway 40, westbound 44, Hampton through Shrewsbury. Eastbound 44 is slow from Jefferson, ramping onto northbound Highway 55, and it looks like we have eastbound 70 also running slow from Highway 270 through Cypress, and again 170 in through Jennings Station Road with baseball traffic. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS.
Get started on your retirement journey by tuning into Rethinking Retirement with Marvin Mitchell, founder of Compass Retirement Solutions, every Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's cooling off.
Yay!
Time for the Suburban Leisure Center end of summer beginning of fall clearance sale, where all patio furniture is at the lowest prices of the season.
Hooray!
Now that it's cooler and the bugs are not bugging us anymore, it's the best time to use your new patio furniture. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard, with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas, grills, and just about everything you'd need that will make you go ah, on the patio, and at the lowest prices of the season. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online.
Yeah, this doesn't look like it did in the picture.
It's time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years and years. With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less.
Yay!
Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141.
Suburban Leisure Center, of course.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Need a CPAP? Then we need you. We're CPAP.com, and we carry popular brands of CPAP equipment, including ResMed, Respironics, and more. To move inventory, we're selling some of our ResMed CPAP machines at prices lower than you would think. Call now to learn more about these affordable ResMed CPAPs. We'll even provide free shipping on your ResMed machine order, so you'll get it fast. Call 1-800-600-8710. The best part? No insurance needed. Our CPAPs are priced so low, they can even cost less than your copay and deductible through insurance. CPAP.com has shipped over a million orders and carries a large inventory of sleep apnea equipment. With little retail overhead and no middlemen, we're the best way to get comfortable, effective sleep apnea equipment at incredibly low prices. Again, CPAP.com has a large inventory of ResMed CPAPs and is offering free shipping on these devices. Call now for these great deals and others. Call 1-800-600-8710. If lines are busy, please try again. That's 1-800-600-8710.
If you'd like to turn your yard into a gorgeous, colorful oasis, visit Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center in Washington. Wildwood. Stroll through 8 acres of beautiful, high-quality trees, shrubs, perennials, and annuals. Pasiglia's is like no other garden center. It's really like the botanical garden. The staff will listen to your questions and offer advice and suggestions to help with your landscaping needs. Plus, they offer complete landscape design and installation services. So if you've been thinking about an outdoor kitchen, or if you need pavers or retaining walls, book your appointment for your fall outdoor project. Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center is located at the corner of Clayton Road and Highway 109, across the street from Lafayette High School in Wildwood. Call 636-458-9202. Stop in and stroll around, or check them out online at pasiglia.com. From container gardening to magnificent outdoor living rooms, kitchens, and pool areas, Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center is your source for the outdoors.
Welcome to the world of Triad Bank. Triad's philosophy is to be the single point contact for every client's financial need, from sophisticated cash management programs to your child's first savings account. Triad Bank's response to all of your business, personal, and family interests will be swift and always in your best financial interest. Located on Clayton Road, just west of the Clayton and Lindbergh intersection, right across from the Frontenac Plaza. Welcome to the world of Triad Bank. Your business, your family, your bank.
Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
You know it. You love it. It's Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs. And now they're coming to O'Fallon, Missouri.
Hot dog.
You've had Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs in some area Home Depots. Now they're opening their first brick and mortar store in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Hot dog.
Stop by and watch the games on their TVs and enjoy all your favorite menu items, plus craft beers, fresh cut fries, homemade chips, and deep fried Oreos at the new Dirty Dogs, coming to O'Fallon, Missouri, a mile north of I-64 and Highway K. Or check out Dirty Dogs with a Z, Hot Dogs with an S.com for details.
Hot diggity dog.
The year 1981. People were getting physical with Olivia. Charles wed Diana. Luke married Laura. MTV first aired. The first space shuttle was launched. And the first Stefanina's restaurant opened in O'Fallon, Missouri, with incredible pizzas, pastas, and salads created by Steph herself. In 2017, Stefanina's has become a family tradition, still serving your favorite dishes in not one, but six locations, including their newest Stefanina's Express on Winghaven in the Lakeside Shops in O'Fallon. Check out their website at steffspizza.com for locations, menus, and special events. For lunch or dinner, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery, Stefanina's is sure to satisfy your entire family. Now with six locations, including the newest Stefanina's Express on Winghaven in the Lakeside Shops in O'Fallon. Since 1981, great food at prices a family can afford. It's Stefanina's.
Oftentimes people ask me, why Menino's Market in Cottleville? Well, I'll tell you. The quality food, better prices than the chain stores, homemade pies, homemade bread, homemade sausages, homemade brats, best grade of meat, custom order your meat from the butcher on site, local produce from area farmers, great customer service, and if you're planning a barbecue, the place you want to go, Menino's. Just some of the reasons why I go there almost every day. Menino's Market in Cottleville. Menino'sMarket.com.
To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get the TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
Bottle of wine,
let's head out to Southern California and check in with Mike Evans. Mike Evans fancies himself as a Hollywood reporter. And I guess he fancies himself as that because that's kind of what he is. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Folks, if you have never had a chance to go to Annie Gunn's, you might want to start to sort of ease your way into it. Lunch. Get the French dip, okay? How about that for lunch? Or if you want to just jump right on in, dinner, but you'll need a reservation. They're closed on Mondays. Right next door is the Great Smokehouse Market. They are both east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And as we always say, because it's true, gift cards are a great idea for anybody, any occasion, from Annie Gunn's and or the Smokehouse. Say hello to Mike Evans. Hola. I mean aloha.
Well, not leaving Friday.
For Hawaii?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to love Hawaii, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful. Say hi to Limey Phillips. Limey, Mike Evans.
What's up, Limey?
What up, Mike? How you doing, sir?
Doing good. You know, not only was I, you know, do I do Hollywood reports, and I was the West Coast sports and entertainment editor of the New York Post.
Ooh.
And today I have five sports shorts for you that all fit into the report. But first, your pop quiz question this week, odd celebrity habits. Name the name of the celebrity who, everywhere he goes, travels with aluminum foil to block out all the hotel windows. He hates the sun.
Oh, my goodness.
Sting, Gene Simmons, Bruce Springsteen, Eminem. Love Nuggets. Russell Brand is publicly saying he would like to refresh, or at least refresh this friendship with Katy Perry.
Well, of course he would.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. They did not end on good terms.
Talk about an unfunny guy.
You know, after she dumped him, he hadn't even heard of it from him.
No.
Not at all.
And I tried one time. I caught him doing like stand-up, and I thought, you haven't said one funny thing in half an hour.
Oh, he's horrible.
He's horrible.
Yeah.
So is Selena Gomez. And Weekend. That's the name of a guy.
Yeah,
Weekend.
I've heard of it.
It's a band.
Have set up. Wait a minute. It's not a band. It's a guy.
Mike, let me step in here as referee. Let me tell you something, young Limey. You do not correct Mike Evans.
Weekend isn't a band. It's a guy.
Now, you apologize.
I am deeply sorry, Mike.
Here, he jumps in there and showing his ignorance.
No, he's sincere.
It's a band. No, it's not.
He's sincere. He apologized. Yeah. He's sincere about it.
What, Limey? Come over here. I forgive you, homie.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Wow, this is a beautiful moment.
It's a beautiful moment, homie.
All shared.
Selena Gomez Weekend have moved in together and living in the same building in the West Village in New York as Claire Danes and Hugh Jackman and Mickey Rourke. The over-underline, according to publicists, is this thing will last 6 months. I'm going to give it the under on this.
I don't know enough about him.
I think Selena's going to be back with Justin Bieber.
Is Weekend, is he famous for his hair or something?
Who's that?
It's a guy, Weekend.
It's a guy.
Yeah.
No, he's a rapper.
Okay.
I know how much you follow rappers.
I follow it all. That's why I'm surprised. Yeah. I don't know more about him.
Odds and ends. I got five sports shorts starting off. I mean, how about those Cleveland Indians?
Man. They've
won 21 games in a row, a record that was broken and set in 1913.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable.
Normally, you don't hear anything about the Cleveland Indians.
I know.
Unless it's that political correctness crap.
Mm-hmm. Played golf yesterday with my old buddy, Fred the Hammer Williamson. You know the Hammer.
I've met the Hammer. Mm-hmm. Well, the day I met him, he was semi-arrogant.
Well, he is that way. Hammer was a regular on Starsky and Hutch. Also, he did a lot of mashes. He's in over 50 movies. And he was an NFL football player. Played in Super Bowl I. In fact, he was popping out how he was going to kick Ray Nitschke's butt and all this in Super Bowl I. And they actually knocked him out of the game. He had to be carried off the field.
Wow, Super Bowl I. What is he, like 70?
He's old. He's 78 now, 79.
Okay.
Well, yesterday, he had a Super Bowl I ring on his right pinky.
Oh, boy.
So I said, let me take a look at that. Have you ever put on a Super Bowl ring?
They weigh about 8 pounds.
Well, this one didn't because it was Super Bowl I. It only had one diamond in it. This year's Super Bowl ring will have 200 diamonds
in it.
Whoa.
And they are hefty.
They are huge. But I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, CBS is expecting huge ratings come early February when they roll out Celebrity Big Brother. But they may not. They're going to be going up against the Winter Olympics from Seoul, Korea. And Winter Olympic Games have, in the last couple of Olympic Games, they've done very well in TV ratings.
Okay.
No team has ever lost 10 games in a row and won the World Series. The Dodgers had lost 11 in a row until they won yesterday. It's the worst meltdown in baseball history. Like I said, it looks like if they make it to the World Series, it'll be Cleveland that they'll be meeting.
I do like the Winter Olympics, watching it more than the regular Summer Olympics, because that thing, whatever it's called, where they ski off of that ramp.
Downhill?
And go, airborne.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, they hang in the air for 12 seconds or something.
Yeah.
It's great.
And there's hockey.
Yeah.
And, that's where that guy from England did the jump, the ski jump.
And let's not
Eddie the Eagle.
I knew you'd know that, Limey. Yeah. That's
and,
a good job.
And let's not forget the great sport of curling.
I love curling.
Oh, sweep! Sweep! Sweep!
Yeah.
That's how you cheer for curling.
It's probably the most boring of the sports, but it is.
It probably is.
It's kind of fun.
I actually used that today while playing with the hammer. He was making like a 30-foot putt, and it was going and just slowing up towards the hole, slowing up, and I started yelling, sweep! Sweep! A little bit of curling.
There's somebody, and golf. There's something kind of funny about a couple of guys going crazy trying to cheer on something moving like a snail.
Oh, yeah.
No, I agree. All right, real quick, a couple more sports things to get out of the way today. How much does a Major League Baseball bat cost?
Oh, I'll say $400.
Oh, come on, $400. What do you think?
Wait, from like just like the regular store?
The ones they use.
No, the ones that they use at the Major League level.
In the Major League Baseball.
What? I'm going to go $500.
I'm going to say
$250. $250.
Yes!
Whoa!
I'm a genius.
How much does a NHL hockey stick cost?
Right, first of all, here's my question. Why does a baseball cost $250?
Baseball bat,
when they buy them in bulk, there's no, it's a piece of wood.
No, they don't buy them in bulk.
They don't?
Well, no, each batter has an exact different dimension. The handle size, the barrel size, what kind of wood it's made out
that,
of.
That makes sense.
Their names are printed on it. Or actually engraved on it.
So aside from the fact they all have to be the same weight and fall within the everything else about it's custom.
Everything's custom.
A hockey stick now.
NHL hockey stick. Now, $250 for the bat.
All right, okay. And I'm thinking the same thing applies, kind of customized for the player. So, Dan?
I'm going to go with the hockey stick, probably $500.
I'm going to go with $100.
$400.
$400.
Oh, man.
There's a guy that knows less about sports than any man I've ever known, and he gets both of those right.
How about that?
Beautiful.
A lot of those sticks now are graphite and everything.
The Annex is a little amazed right now. What's that?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
fabulous. Fantabulous. Fantabulous. New York Post headline above the photograph of the demolished Key West Islands just below Miami, and the story that half of the homes there have been destroyed. New York Post headline screams, Florida has lost its keys.
No, that is really good.
Huh?
I like it.
Florida's lost its keys.
I like it a lot.
I have one little sip, and
Here it comes.
Finally.
I told you.
So who brings aluminum foil and duct tape themselves to put the tin foil on their hotel windows? See, that's a little anal. Sting, Gene Simmons, Bruce Springsteen, Eminem.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm going to go with Sting.
I'm also going to go with Sting. It sounds like something he would do.
Because he's pale and wears sunglasses, I'm going to go Gene Simmons.
No, you stupid, ignorant slut. No.
Oh.
The answer is Eminem. Eminem, not...
Why does he do that, though?
Yeah,
because he hates the sun.
Wrong sound effect.
I think it's...
Hold on. At the very end, you ruined his whole report.
You ruined the whole report. Limey.
That was perfect.
What are we going to do with you?
No, I'm sorry. It wasn't perfect.
It was. It was nicely timed. Like, Eminem does it... Let's let him.
Here, wait a second. I got something for you.
Let's give him a pass.
Wait.
Let's give him a pass.
There you go. Mike Evans, see ya.
He just passed gas on you.
He did.
Man. That's the rudest thing you do to a person, is pass gas on them.
It really is.
I think. That was Mike Evans from Southern California, brought to you by Annie Guns and the next door to the Smokehouse Market. Boy, we're running out of time. Now more than ever, if you get a chance, please thank a police officer. That would be a nice thing to do, and most of them deserve it. First Community Credit Union, 43 locations. That's big. As that great Saturday Night Live little Elvis used to say, man, that thing is huge. I love that. See, they should go back to that kind of stuff. It is huge, but it's not so huge. Let me tell you something. As big as they are, still sometimes feels like you got a hometown service, like a small town. I know how to treat people there. You walk in there, and you don't feel just like a customer, because you're not just a customer. You're a member, man. And you're a member because it's the First Community Credit Union. Let me tell you something else. In order, it was a full disclosure. It costs $1 to be a member. That's a good deal, man. Thank you very much. First Community Credit Union would love to have you as a customer. We would love it. If nothing else, and if you're already a member, thank you for that. And thank you for the yard sale that will continue. Thank you for everything they do. It's a great place to bank. FirstCommunity.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a final quick check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they were working with this accident on southbound Highway 170 south of Natural Bridge. Now the right through lane and the right acceleration lane are blocked. You're backed up north of Highway 170. The accident eastbound 270 after Lindbergh is off on the right shoulder, but you're still slowing from east of McDonald to just after Lindbergh, and then things open up. We still have southbound 170 traffic stop and go from south of Olive through Highway 40. Baseball traffic eastbound 40 jamming up from Highway 270 in through Big Bend. Westbound 40 drivers heavy at Kings Highway. That goes through McCausland. And southbound 270, it's stop and go, it looks like, between Olive and 40. And then just a couple little off the pace pockets down through Highway 44. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples helps your business create presentations, brochures, and manuals designed to impress clients for less. Color presentations they'll remember at prices that keep your business in the black. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
All right.
Is it the end?
It is the end. My only and the friend. Look, tomorrow is our last day, and it's going to be great. It's going to be business as usual. Scott Sherman will be here. Thank you so much for the support, the emails, for following us. We'll be here tomorrow. That's the last time I'll be able to say that. Till then, have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You do get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
The state senator who is punished by her fellow senators.
Plus, dozens of vehicles hit by rocks while driving on Interstate 70 in St. Charles County. The arrest made by police.
Tonight, close encounters in this Clayton neighborhood with an owl. One woman says it was on her head for an entire block.
And meteorologist Chris Higgins updates us on his trip to Key West with the U.S. Air Force.
First on Fox, Missouri senators vote overwhelmingly to punish a colleague who said she hoped President Trump would be assassinated.
Fox News' Rocky Madden joins us live from inside the state capitol in Jefferson City today. Rocky.
Well, John, 28 senators voted in favor of censoring St. Louis County Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal. Only